T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the things that I always find interesting when doing these second date updates and reading the emails that we get in is why people liked somebody. And Tim is on the phone today to do a second date update. He went out with a girl named Nicole, and he described in his email the reason that he likes her. He said he met her on Tinder, and she was, quote, pretty, but she had silly photos, so he liked her.
And then I get that.
He listed the photos. He said, one photo, she was riding a mechanical bull with a cowboy boot over her head.
That's pretty silly.
And in another photo, she was wearing a squirrel costume climbing a tree.
I want to hang out with her, too.
She sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, guys?
Good. So tell us about the wacky Nicole.
She was cool. I mean, like, the best part about that squirrel photo was that you could tell, like, she hired a photographer. Like, it was, like, a pretty serious
day.
Okay.
So she did glamour shots in her squirrel photo.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, like, she's pretty, but she's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And obviously you guys went out. You hit her up.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we, like, matched up, and we figured we'd hit the town, and she was just like, you know, take me where you like to go. Like, what, like, she wanted to get a feeling for, like, what I like to do. So I really like Chinese food. It's kind of, like, my thing, and I got my spot that I go to. Like, it's pretty authentic, so we rolled down there and ordered appetizers, and, like, you know, we're hitting it off. But then the appetizers come, and it's, like, one of those authentic places, so they had the chopsticks in front of us, and that was it. She kind of, like, looks at everything and kind of freezes, and she looks at me like, she goes, I've never used chopsticks before.
Whoa!
Ever?
Like, ever.
Really?
Wow.
I know people who have never used chopsticks before.
Really? That is so weird to me.
The thing is, it was fine, you know? Like, I was like, okay, like, I'll get you a fork. Don't worry about it. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, I'm going to try and use these. Which was cute. And, like, I got to, like, show her, you know, and, like, teach her, and that was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go behind her and put your arms around her. Sort of like you're a pervy tennis coach giving a tennis lesson, but with chopsticks.
I wasn't that forward, but it was kind of close.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you stayed in your seat for the lesson.
But the thing is that, like, I got to give her credit. Like, she was, like, really trying, but, like, she had this, like, dumpling, and she just couldn't get it on the chopstick.
Do you think that she was embarrassed?
I think so, but I got to give her credit. She was not giving up, you know?
Okay.
It got to a point where she was just, like, I think she kind of had enough of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? We'll just bail and we'll just go to the movie. Like, it's no big deal. Like, I wasn't super hungry anyways. Like, it's cool. Okay.
So you actually didn't eat your meal because she couldn't use chopsticks?
Oh, yeah. I just kind of, like, brought it up. I was like, hey, like, we can just go. And then she just, like, lit up like a Christmas tree and was just like, yeah, let's go.
Thank you, God.
Okay. I mean, she sounded cool up until that point. That sounds kind of extreme to me. Like, you bail on a whole dinner because you refuse to just ask for a fork?
No, I mean, like, you didn't see what happened there. I mean, it was kind of the next logical leap.
Was to just get out of there.
It's a war zone,
yeah.
Man.
All right. And so you said you went to the movies after?
Oh, yeah. And once we got in the car and, like, we were out of the restaurant, like, she kind of started, like, loosen back up again, and we were just, like, you know, going back and forth and laughing. Like, I think she had kind of gotten the whole incident out of her system a little bit right when we got to the movie theater.
Okay. I was worried something like that would, like, actually ruin the momentum of your date, but it doesn't sound like it.
No, I was even kind of proud of myself because I was like, cool, we pulled out of a tailspin. Like,
yeah. Nice move.
So you straighten the airplane back out, and you're flying full speed ahead. How did the rest of the date go at the movies?
Well, we got in the movie theater, got the tickets, no big deal. And then I really had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, hey, like, I planned the date. It's on me. So I hand her $20, get whatever snacks you want. Like, here's the cash, and I'll be back.
Yeah.
So we get to the seats, and she's, like, really quiet.
Whoa.
And I started thinking, I was like, you know what? Like, I don't know how much, like, you know, popcorn and sodas are. I don't know if they've raised the prices on those or anything, and maybe the $20 wasn't enough.
Oh, yeah, maybe she had to use her own money, because I think that is about $2,000 for all that.
But then I was like, hey, like, you know, if that wasn't enough money, like, I can give you more money. And she was like, no, it's fine. But then, like, didn't say anything after that. And I was like, okay.
I mean, that's the only thing you could think of that she'd be upset about is that you shorted her a couple bucks?
I mean, maybe she was still upset about, like, the Chinese food thing from earlier, but, like, I thought we'd move past that, but I was just, like, honestly, that was the only thing I could think of in the moment. So the movie started, and we didn't talk for a couple hours, but it was very clear there was a tension there, and then the movie's over, and she was like, oh, you know what, I'm just going to catch an Uber home, and that was kind of the end of it.
Wow. So she didn't even let you drive her home?
No, like, we had an awkward hug there for a minute, but, I mean, past that, I mean, she was just kind of out of there.
I wonder what could have gone wrong.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. Like, it turned on a dime, but I don't know if it was my fault or what.
Well, and if she was already starting to stew about something before a movie started, that's probably all she thought about for the next 3 hours, and you did nothing, because you're not talking, to make her be like, oh, actually, I can still like him.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's why I emailed you guys, because somebody's got to figure this out, because it's been driving me crazy.
Okay. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Cool.
All right, man, hang on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.